Welcome to Time with Baba, the Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is March 21st, Saturday, 2020, day 81. Today's topic is time to cast your net. Do you know where to cast? Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God and having Jesus as my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Baba. Today's four passages are Psalm 41, verses 10 to 13. Numbers, chapter 32, verse 1 to chapter 33, verse 39. Luke, chapter 4, verse 31 to chapter 5, verse 11. Proverbs 11, verse 22. Today's main passage, Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret, the people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from ashore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything. But because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boats to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage you have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today from Jesus is, it's time to cast your net. Do you know where to cast? I was sharing in here yesterday, saying that when the whole world is in the midst of the fear and darkness of COVID-19, now is the time for all Christians to defeat Satan, receive anointing, and to proclaim the good news. Today's Luke tells us how, after many people heard his preaching, Jesus asked Simon to cast the net in an impossible way. All the fishermen's overnight work was completed, but Peter did not catch any fish. And while his fish boat came ashore, Jesus asked to use his boat that he could preach to people, for there were too many people. And because of that, Jesus had three his most beloved disciples, Peter, James, and John. All three of them were in the same working team partnership in fishing. That morning, they stopped to be fishermen and started to follow Jesus till the end and became Jesus' most beloved three apostles. They lived out how Jesus called them and his promise. Simon, James, and John, don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people. Only those who are willing to follow Jesus know when to cast their nets and where to cast their nets, because only Jesus knows and only he can tell us. When this whole world has lost its control, now is the time to cast your net, because Jesus is always in control. Jesus is Lord. Let's receive Jesus' command to know where to cast our net to fish people for Jesus. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, when this whole world has lost its control, help us to be sure that you are the Lord, always in control. Give us your command that we know when and where to cast our net to fish people for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you receive Jesus' command to know when to cast your nets to fish people for Jesus? Number two, what is your next step? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.